Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 42. And let us listen for the Word of God. The words of Jesus: "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." May God bless our hearing and our understanding of these scriptures. Some difficult words. Were there any that stood out for you in particular this morning? Sharon. Whoever lose their life will find it. Yes. Giving a cup of water to one of God's children will not lose their reward. Well, let us continue. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. A man rushes into a dentist's office accompanied by his wife. The man pleaded to the dentist, "Doc, I'm in one heck of a hurry. I have two partners sitting out in my car waiting for us to go play golf. I can't wait for an anesthetic to work and lose my precious time." "Forget about the anesthetic, Doc. Just pull the tooth and be done with it." The dentist thought to himself, "This sure is a strange or strong patient, asking to have his tooth pulled without using anything to kill the pain. All for the love of the game." The dentist asks, "Which tooth do you want pulled?" The man turns to his wife and says, "Open your mouth, honey, and show him your aching tooth." We talk a lot in America about our founding fathers, their intent for designing the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and the risk they took by signing their John Hancock or Kevin Arnsman, or put your name in that spot. If they were only willing to sacrifice like that husband, we would likely still be a colony belonging to England. The United States would never have been born without great sacrifice. Of course, each Sunday when we gather around the Lord's table, we celebrate the greatest sacrifice, as Jesus gave his own life and God gave his own Son, so that the entire world can have new and eternal life in relationship with God. Jesus' sacrifice is certainly worth celebrating, but Jesus was, after all, God's Son. How much sacrifice is reasonable for humans? Remember the story of Abraham taking his only son Isaac to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him in obedience to God. This story is appalling to many people, Christian and non-Christian alike. Fortunately, God provided a ram for the sacrifice. But Abraham's willingness to sacrifice that which meant the most in the world to him, in obedience to God, is a model for true disciples to wrestle with today. And true discipleship is what our gospel reading is about today. Our scripture from Matthew chapter 10 does not mention the word sacrifice, but it very specifically tells us how important our relationship with God should be. Do you love your father or mother? Do you love your son or daughter? Well, sure you do. But do you love God even more? That is what Jesus is asking. Do you love God more than your own life? Today, that seems beyond our comprehension. Now, I know that some of our members have served in the armed forces, and some of them have chosen to risk their lives to serve our nation. But so many in our society have never had to sacrifice. They've never had to put their life or even their lifestyle on the line for something they believe in. I wonder if that's part of the reason it's difficult for many people to really commit themselves to much of anything significant other than self and maybe family. Maybe our lives have been too easy in America. Maybe we've lost something by never having to sacrifice for a greater good, perhaps democracy itself. Have we lost too much? Tough question. How many believe that our lives are too easy in America? Quite a few. I think we need to ask ourselves, if we have nothing we would be willing to sacrifice for, nothing we would be willing to die for, are we really living? Jesus said, those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. You see, the story of Abraham is not really a story about sacrifice so much as a story about life. And Jesus' sacrifice is not about death, though his death was very real. It's all about life. Our scripture today is not about giving up your life. It is about finding your life through sacrifice. Jesus does not say you should not love your father and mother. Yes, you should love them dearly. You should love Jesus even more, the Son of God, our parent in heaven. Jesus does not say you should not love your son or daughter. Yes, you should love them with all your heart. But you should love Jesus even more. He who calls all children to come unto me. Loving your parents and your children is essential for a happy life. Loving Jesus, the Son of God, is essential for life, for joy-filled eternal life, life that begins today and lasts for an eternity. If you want that kind of life, you must be willing to sacrifice, Jesus says. You must have something that you value even more than life itself. You must have a relationship with Jesus, the Son of God. That's how Abraham found favor with God, by showing that he loved and trusted God even more than his only son Isaac, more than even his future prosperity through Isaac, even more than God's promise for him to be the father of many nations. That's what God wants for each of us. Because loving God more than life itself is the way to find life itself. That's what Jesus is telling us today. And how do we love God? We remember that love in the New Testament is always an action. We love God through acts of worship. We love God through acts of service. We love God through acts of hospitality toward others. Jesus says, "Welcome a believer, and you are welcoming me. Welcome a prophet, and you will receive a prophet's reward. Welcome a righteous person, and you will receive the reward of the righteous." Welcome. "And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of God's children, because he or she is a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." And remember what Jesus said about serving the least of these. What is the reward that Jesus offers? Life. Jesus offers life to all if you are willing to give it away. If you're willing to lose your life for Jesus' sake, you will find it. This all comes down to the basics. Love God and love your neighbor, and you will find life. But hold on to life too tightly. Focus on life in a self-serving way. When you serve, do it for your own reward. Hold on to life, and you will lose it. And what does that mean for the church? Scott Carpenter was one of America's first seven astronauts, a man who had a sense of sacrifice. Let me read what he had to say. "This project of being an astronaut and going to the moon gives me the possibility of using all of my capabilities and all of my interests and gifts at once. This is something I would be willing to give my life for," he said. He went on to say in a letter to his wife, "My dear, if this comes to a fatal, screaming, fiery end for me, I will have three main regrets. I will have lost the opportunity to prepare for my children's life here on this planet. I will miss the pleasure of seeing you and loving you when you are a grandmother. And I will have never learned to play the guitar." Signed, Scott. Guitar. Now that's a sacrifice. Scott Carpenter cared for his wife. He cared for his children. He wanted to play the guitar. But more than that, more than his love for his wife and children and wanting to learn to play the guitar, Scott Carpenter was willing to give his life for his country, for the mission to go to the moon. Is there something that you would be willing to die for? I sure hope so. Because when you are willing to sacrifice, when you are willing to give your own life, then, Jesus says, you will find life. We'll be needing to ask that question for ourselves soon as we contemplate the future life of this church. Referring back to our retreat coming up, what are we willing to give or give up? Will we give our lives, our church, to Jesus? And so our take-home question is there something for which we would be willing to give up this church for? And bring any ideas you have with you to the retreat as we seek God's will. Will you pray with me? Blessed God, we stand here knowing that you love us. You accept us just the way we are, wanting us to be the best we can be, and forgiving us when it takes time. We're grateful that you have called us to be your church in this time and this place, at an opportune moment in this community, in this nation, in this world, to stand up for your Son Jesus as his body, his church, his message of love and sacrifice. We pray that you would strengthen us, that you would guide us, and that you would use us. Take this church and let it serve you in all ways. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.